From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. That move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that the ceasefire begin February 27th. It would apply to all parties in the conflict with the exception of terrorist groups. U.N. Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has this warning.
When you have a process leading to a cessation of hostilities, those who don't want it are going to try to spoil it.
Some of the issues linked to the cessation still appear to be unresolved. Ugandan police arrested Kizza Besigye again on Monday. Jill Craig takes a look.
Besigye intended to lead a protest march from his home to the Electoral Commission, where he would gather evidence that he said would help him decide whether to contest his loss at the Supreme Court. But Besigye's attorney says police arrested him the moment he went outside his gate. According to Kampala police spokesman Patrick Onyango, Besigye was detained for mobilizing a group of youth to storm the Electoral Commission, who he said planned to cause violence in Kampala. The opposition has accused Museveni operatives of vote rigging. Jill Craig, Kampala.
Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a backdoor into an encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with a request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the results of a referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum.
Such an approach also ignores more profound points about democracy, diplomacy, and legality. This is a straight democratic decision, staying in or leaving, and no government can ignore that.
Officials from the office of the Prime Minister say if the June 23rd referendum is passed, Cameron would invoke Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, which sets in motion a two-year negotiation process for exit. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada, with businessman Donald Trump hoping to win his third straight nominating contest in Tuesday's party caucuses. Recent political surveys show Trump with a significant lead in Nevada. A CNN ORC poll conducted earlier this month showed him winning 45% support from Republican voters, with Florida Senator Marco Rubio at 19% and Texas Senator Ted Cruz at 17%. The next Democratic presidential nominating contest is in South Carolina. That's on Saturday as well. It is a party primary election that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heavily favored to win. Prosecutors say the suspect in a shooting spree in the northern U.S. state of Michigan admitted to carrying out the attacks that killed six people. Prosecutors say Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver who had no previous criminal record, made the confession during police questioning. Dalton was charged Monday with six counts of murder, along with 10 other assault and firearms offenses. Investigators are searching for a motive for the attack. A study to determine whether the Zika virus is causing babies to be born with a serious birth defect has begun in Brazil. A 16-member team from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are doing the study. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi for a visit aimed at calming a political crisis that has embroiled the country for almost a year. Mr. Ban arrived in the capital, Bujumbura, Monday ahead of scheduled meetings with the country's politicians and civil society groups. His visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations between President Pierre Nkurunziza and his opponents. Indian forces have killed the last three militants holed up in a government building in Indian Kashmir. The militants traded small arms fire with soldiers and police during a three-day standoff. They had taken refuge in the building after attacking a police convoy Saturday on the outskirts of Srinagar. The militants are believed to be rebels opposed to Indian rule. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.